Hey, welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm TJ Del Reno, and as always, to my right, Bobby Haha. To my left, Ben Rosenfeld. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good.
Ready for another episode.
I'm excited for another episode.
Huge news this week. Bobby has a new sauna. Bobby, you want to tell us about that?
Well, I don't think it's the hugest news this week, but we can get into it. Yeah, I got a new sauna, and I had it brought over yesterday, and it took me a while to get it because it's not the same as the other sauna I had. And then I had a great idea. I was listening to the, because it looks like a big house in the middle of, not in the middle, but in the corner of my living room.
Yeah. I've seen photos. It looks like a house inside a house, like a doll's house, but that heats up for Asians. It's like a warm,
warming. You're making racial statements again, and I will have to beat the shit out of you.
Well, it's small, and Asian people can fit in small places. That's why.
Listen, you're pretty small, too, and you could fit into small places. No, but I'm going to paint it pink. Because I was listening to John Cougar Mellencamp yesterday, Little Pink Houses, for you and me. So I'm going to paint it pink so I can say I've hit the American dream. I have found the American dream. Little Pink House.
Oh, pink houses for yellow boys?
You can say that. I like the way you put that. I give it to you there.
I just
feel like boys are Ben. Hey, Ben. You know what happened?
What happened?
Today I changed the host.
Which host?
The Becchione. Oh, another Italian funny guy.
Gino Visconti?
No, the other one. The little short one.
Wait, what was your name?
Teacher, I know. I changed them with another funny Italian American host. Now let's see if the audience will recognize the difference.
Now, since I've been doing this show for a while, I've realized that Bobby has enough room to fit a sauna. To replace a sauna in his apartment and an elliptical. That's crazy.
And an elliptical and a recumbent bike.
Jesus Christ.
And I got one of those things you hang upside down, a teeter hang up.
Like TRX?
No, teeter.
You mean the rim seat?
No, I have the rim seat too, but that's in the closet. Put away
the rim seat? What is that?
The rim seat, you should know.
Should I listen from a couple of episodes ago?
Oh, that's right. From the other episode.
You're not listening to us during the show. I can see that. You're not into the show like me and Ben are.
Was he focusing on whispering his jokes?
Yes. What did I say about the rim seat? I forgot. I think I can guess what it is.
Yeah.
Because I guess I didn't realize it last time.
Yeah, it was a few times ago. But the thing is this, the rim seat is a cool thing to have when you're trying to rim some young man. Okay, now let's get into that. But you're eating some keister there. Because we don't curse. We don't curse on
a family show. We don't curse. Right.
Oh, we don't
children.
Curse.
We have children listening in, and we don't curse.
I know that.
Yeah, there's no fucking cursing on this show.
I know
so
that.
Ben, stop it again, because you're getting me aggravated again. And, I don't want to do that. So, it was a sad week this week in a way. But we also got to celebrate the life.
Because you buried your other sauna?
No, Robin Williams.
Oh, right.
A real funny guy, Ben.
Yeah.
A real funny guy. Not like you, my friend. You were good, though. I actually seen Ben the other night perform. And I did heckle his performance.
Yes,
you
did.
You heckled my closer when the show was tight and I had it just ended off.
But it wasn't really a heckle. It was a shout out more than anything. I gave you a shout out. I screamed out from the back as he said, I'm done now, and I'll leave you guys with, I said, the PA podcast rules.
I was standing
say that
right next to me.
And I said, do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ben was so mad.
I wasn't mad. I was just like,
dude, you had a good set. It's the first good set you had in like 5 years.
Thanks, Bobby.
Well, the first one I'd seen, anyway.
I had a good set last time I did your show, you schmuck.
That wasn't such a great set.
No, that was the time before.
No, that wasn't even
the downstairs one. When it wasn't your crowd, Ben. When it was like 10 of your people and then the rest normal people, I did well. When it was like 30 of your people, I struggled.
Who's the your people?
My usual fan.
It's like Italian mafioso types.
Ooh.
I know that
from the other shows. That
you see, Ben, you're getting fucked, you know.
And an educated Asian contingent which enjoys me but doesn't laugh out loud.
No, they don't enjoy you, Ben. I don't think anyone enjoys you. They tolerate you. But we're not going to get into that now because let's talk about Robin Williams.
Yes.
We just missed it last week.
We did.
When he passed away.
He passed away a couple hours after we put this out. I feel if only he had listened to our last episode, he'd still be alive.
Right, that's what I think.
He might. I mean,
they need me out there because with comedians like this around, there's no way he's going to laugh. So let's get some, I got to stay into comedy to make the people laugh because we can't have guys like this out here making people laugh.
It's such a weird... I've never really thought about... I only thought about suicide twice in a quick phase. from a breakup I went through not too long ago, which is pathetic, because it was, I dated a girl for 4 months, and it was, like, so pathetic, and I was just so crazy about her, and then, like, when you get broken up, and I live alone, as well, you know, from the other episodes, I've talked about this yes. before.
But you have a new girlfriend, though.
Now?
Yeah.
No. I'm seeing someone, yes.
Yeah, she's
not a girlfriend.
No, like, this is a strange, stupid thing. Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
You started with her.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can start.
Nice girl. She seemed like a very nice girl, very pleasant, very, nice, yeah. very pretty girl.
Yep.
A little pretty for you, but...
I agree. Sometimes I'm like, why are
well, hopefully she won't listen to this episode and realize it.
Right. She will, and I'll be like, wait, what? It's just weird when you see someone. It's that weird thing of seeing someone and not. It's like that commitment thing of like, oh, I don't know if I want to deal with...
When it's early on.
Yeah, you still
I see, like, a lot of people. And
that's been well documented.
Oh, I remember from the other episodes.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that because I don't have a commitment.
Yeah. So I feel as long as you're
the only commitment I have still is the fucking retard in that fucking house there, the Chinaman.
The Chinaman in your house.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I don't have
that you
were
two highly offensive slurs into one sentence, like it's not a big
deal.
It's
brilliant.
Well, because he abuses me, this guy. It's like I adopted him.
Oh, my favorite. Is he the one who installed the sauna?
No. That was the engineer, the other one.
The engineer is the best one.
No. He was good.
No, he's good because he said when he installed the sauna that he would come over twice a week.
No. You see, you got it all wrong. The China man. Now he's moving out. He finally got an apartment.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. He's helped me out more than I've helped him out. He got me sober.
Oh,
good. He helped me on my recovery there.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he's so aggravating, you should show me up.
Don't aggravating people usually make you want to drink more or shoot up more?
No, because I aggravate everyone. So,
it's true. I'm surprised I don't have a drug habit because I hang out with Bobby.
Oh, you will.
Right, and exactly.
Give it time.
Yeah, this guy's on painkillers already. Mm-hmm. He found an apartment, so now I got the sauna. He goes like this to me. Man, if I'd have known you were going to have the sauna, I would have just stayed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And now he says, well, since I have a key, I'll be over a couple times a week to sauna.
Did you hook up with this person?
No.
Okay, good. Go on.
But it doesn't matter. It's like he's hooked up for me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if you remember from the other episode, his roommate... / charity cases.
No, it's not a charity case. He helped me more than I helped him,
okay.
Ben.
Okay.
You're a charity case, Ben, because I put you on this fucking show.
I believe I'm hosting, Bobby.
I believe I'm hosting.
September 12th.
Excuse me, September 12th. We also got Pete Burdett. You know Pete Burdett, the photographer?
I saw the post that you commented
on. Yeah, Pete Burdett's going to be in the show. He's big. He's funny. He's big and he's
I'm looking forward to hosting the rap battle.
No,
that's what we needed to discuss.
Excuse me.
A rap battle?
No, excuse me, but
I remember.
Last week, as a lot of you know, I got honored by the
NAACP?
The Fatty Fish Restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants in New York.
Oh, that's right.
They put the picture up on their wall of fame with only like three or four huge celebrities.
Yeah.
They only have it. It's a fancy restaurant. And they have a dish called sushi pizza there. It's unbelievable. It's on 64th between 1st and York. Anyway, Fatty Fish. I give him a shout out because they put my picture up on the wall. I think the only reason why he did it, I said it today, because the guy, Chef Roy Lamberti, looks very good in that picture.
Oh, you think he put it up because he looked good in it?
So you're a background actor in some photo on a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm a background.
That's a credit, that counts.
Yeah, that's a crown, that counts.
Chef Ben, Jesus
and Christ. And then I got another, and they're both like fat things, because then I got another thing. Last week, Fat Baby is shooting a new web series. The people from Fat Baby, and they asked me to headline their opening show.
Nice.
Along with, who was there too? Jordan Rock, Ricky Velez, and those Fat Baby guys. And that was it. No one else.
Julio.
Yeah. And all the great people that they've had in Fat Baby, they've asked me to do their first show because...
You're a character. You pop.
That's great.
You pop on the screen. Mm-hmm. And in Quaaludes.
And about Quaaludes. Are you a fucking idiot? I never did a Quaalude in my life, you fucking jerk off.
I thought you were living the gay lifestyle in the 80s. Wasn't everyone on Poppers?
Dude, first of all, Poppers is something they sell right now in the stores. That's disgusting.
Oh, is Poppers not
Quaaludes? The amyl nitrate is disgusting. That's what it basically is, amyl nitrate. And it's disgusting, nasty, smelly shit I don't allow it in my home.
Hmm. What about
let me tell you something. And about Quaaludes, I don't take Quaaludes. I never have. I didn't do any drugs then. The only reason why I started doing drugs at one time, shooting the crystal meth, was because of you, Ben. Be having to do this fucking podcast with you every
week. So you're saying I'm making a difference?
You're making a difference. Lucky the China man came. He's worse than you, and he sobered me up.
That's my favorite thing on every episode when we talk about this. Yeah. My favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I want to talk about. If you remember from last week's TV.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to Robin Williams. Yeah.
No, no, before that.
Last week.
Who was the Utah rapper that wanted to...
Oh, Carl Swain. Carl Swain. Comedian. He's a comedian.
Challenge Little Big...
No, Little Young Big.
Julia.
I don't know. If it's freestyle, I give it to Carl Swain. If it goes for record, Little Young Big is pretty good.
All last week, we thought Carl Swain was an actual different person. Turns out that's just Bobby's alter ego.
No, what ain't you fucking jerk off them?
Last week we thought Bobby was actually flying someone in from Utah. We didn't.
Oh, it is a guy from
after
Utah.
The episode, it Bobby is a guy. We had a funny we got Kaiser Soze last week.
Excuse
Bobby.
Me, excuse me, but Ben has just lost his hosting job for September 12th, and replacing Ben will be.
Who's Carl Swain?
Mike Vecchio. Maybe, how about Jerry Shack or somebody who's a funny guy? Not guy like you. You're out. You just got fired.
Jerry Shack.
Jerry Shack is funny.
As long as you make up your mind by the time I send in my club, my available.
I'll have Al Martin host the show.
I would love to see Al host.
That's right. Think we can save some money that way. Al host the show. We don't have to pay anybody. You didn't pay a fucking mooch like you.
Charity case.
Sorry I asked for $20 to host a Friday night show in New York City. I'm sorry, God, Bob.
I wish I was dead because I'm jealous of that now.
Yeah, he's doing it for free over here.
Yeah,
Mr.
Well, you can run in and out. I have to listen to Bobby for 3 hours that night. That's at least $20 right there.
What 3 hours? I don't get involved in the show at all. I'm the greatest.
No, that's why I'm not on stage.
I am the greatest producer of all time. I walk in there, I don't do nothing, I just go, you take care of everything, and I leave. And then I come on at the end and perform.
Sometimes
I don't even perform. I don't have to.
All right, let's get to Robin.
I got my man here, TJ Reno here, he's going to perform.
Yep.
And we also have TJ Miller, a lot of initials guys. PJ, TJ, all the initials guys.
All the J's.
All the J's.
Landers, not Miller.
PJ Landers.
PJ Landers. You confused TJ Del Reno with TJ Miller.
Right, and PJ Landers, right. Pajamas Landers, the PJs.
A lot of initials flying around today.
A lot of initials, and I can't understand it all.
Yeah, and then...
And then we're going to have BJ Ben come on and give BJs after the show in the restroom.
How much do you charge for those 20?
No, he doesn't get heels to show. That's for free that night.
Oh, great.
It's a thank you for coming out.
The other day I did the ALS challenge. And today, I think we should do the ALS challenge in your shower today with you. I challenge you, and I will donate $20 to ALS if we can pour the cold water on your head with a Dixie cup.
Can we replace the cold water with sulfuric acid?
Well, that's what I was going to do with a Dixie cup. Or my sperm.
I do actually have ALS challenge as a topic on the show today.
And a sperm. Bill Gates did a nice one. What he did? The whole thing set up.
Going rather viral.
He pulled us. He did the like a string bucket.
Yeah.
He created a Rube Goldberg machine.
Right.
Probably had a bug in it.
It didn't work. He pulled the bucket. It didn't work. He's like, oh my god.
A lot of people don't remember Rube Goldberg was the king of the practical jokes years ago.
What's that? That's why they call it a Rube.
Because Rube Goldberg used to do those things with them, put the water down and other different types of things.
Oh, that OK Go video is really cool, where it's like that one long continuous shot at a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah. I love those things. Those are great. They had them on Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Playhouse, yeah.
Yeah, he used it in the morning to make toast and stuff. So Bill Gates did the ALS. What is it exactly? What do you do?
You pour ice water on your head?
My son-in-law did it yesterday,
too. Do you do the water and donate, or you do the water donate?
You should donate also.
I think I'm going to just donate.
No, you can do the water and donate, but you should do it both.
If
you can't afford it, then just do the cold water. But if you can afford it, like with Ben, I know he can't afford it because he's a retard.
It's pronounced comedian.
Well, same thing. We'll dunk him in the water today.
We should do that. We'll
put the cold water in a Dixie cup.
Yep.
A Dixie cup on Ben's head, and I will donate money.
I believe that's called a French bath.
Oh
no! That's you're talking about a Puerto Rican bed when you just throw some cologne on yourself.
I didn't know that's what it was.
Does anyone know? Does the ice water challenge Just like ice cure ALS? Is that why
they're
going to
do a warm water challenge when everyone gets pneumonia from doing the ice water challenge?
I do feel
like you usually die before you get ALS.
It's so stupid.
You die of pneumonia before you get the ALS.
There should be a parody challenge video.
There should be. Well, one of my friends,
the
Gina,
hot water challenge,
the boiling water challenge,
but Ben, the hot water challenge.
Let's get back to
the
thing. Let's get back to the thing. He was talking about killing himself. So what happened?
Oh, what? Oh, nothing. Just it came in like with
as
the
you know, we jump around topics on this. Oh, but we always come back. I remember.
Yeah. No, it just came in a phase. It just,
so what about you, Ben? Did you want to kill yourself?
He was bearing his soul, Bobby. Let him finish his...
It was. There's nothing to bear. It came in blips, like two blips, and I was like, oh, I should...
I want to kill myself almost every day.
See?
I play with guns to my head and everything, and it wouldn't go off.
That I've never done.
Oh, I've done a lot of crazy shit. I was going to jump in front of a... Like, when I was a little kid, and I was homeless at the time. This is real shit. And I see the truck coming down the highway, and I said, man, maybe I should just jump in front of
him. I have that thought all the time.
Where did you grow up again?
Well, I grew up in the Bronx.
Okay.
And then after that, I worked to work at the race shop. My father died when I was 12. Uh-huh. And my mother was handicapped. She had Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
So I know all about that disease. So I was like homeless kid. I was a bad kid. So like I used to sleep in the bushes near Aqueduct Racetrack.
Wow.
Off the, what do you call that? The conduit. The conduit off the Bell Parkway there. And I sleep in the bushes there because nobody can see it. I come out. And then I started working at the racetrack, cleaning horse shit. And I would sleep in the barns with the horses.
How old were you?
12.
Jesus.
Why were you... You were home? Why?
Well, my father died.
Right.
And my mother was handicapped. And I was a little crazy.
Okay.
So...
Your mom, like, kicks you out or...
No. I just kind of, like, left.
You just left?
Yeah, it was a tough situation. She was a great person. My mother's the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
And my father was a good man, too. He just died at a young age. So, things, you know... So, you know, that's how you get your personality in life, Ben. You got to be able to go through, you know, and it's not as bad as your life. I don't consider my life bad. I thought it was like an adventure every day.
That is
because I have a good imagination. So I would like, you know, I sleep in people's doorways, out and off. So the A train, I know, is the longest train in New York because I used to take it from 207th Street
all the way down
to Far Rockaway.
Jesus.
And sleep on that. So
How long is that ride? Like 3 hours?
No, but it's pretty long, and it's the longest train ride in New York.
Oh.
And then the F train is number two.
But the E train is the only one that stays underground the whole time, which is why it always gets homeless people in the winter.
Right.
Because it doesn't get as cold.
Right, it stays in the... But I would go for just a long ride.
Yeah.
For the sleep. You know what I mean?
Sleep on the train.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eh, things happen in life. I never thought it was bad.
No, it's just... It's interesting. It makes you... It forms who you were.
Right.
You know?
But
you put a gun to your head, too.
Back to you.
Oh, that was
back
later
to you
on.
Wanting to kill yourself because a girl of 4 months dumped
you. Yeah,
Bobby's homeless. He's fine.
Bobby was homeless.
Oh, 4 months. Cruel world.
I'm such a gimp. It sucks. What a loser.
But I never, even though I'm a manic depression,
yeah,
I'm pretty happy. Like, now I'm just, like, happy all the time.
Well, that's the definition of manic depressive, Bobby. You're either really happy
or... Yeah, but
really...
you see, I understand the whole, this is a disease, whatever you want to call it. I understand it. That's why I study psychology. That's why I'm a hypnotist. That's why I do all these things. Because I understand the human mind.
Yeah.
I know every 3 months I have to recharge my batteries. Because when you're manic like me all the time, you're always up and you're boom, ba boom, ba boom. You know you're going to get to that depression level because you get tired. So those days, it's like it lasts 3 or 4 days.
Like your period.
Yeah, exactly. And 3 or 4 days, and you know what's going to happen. And you know to stay away from people and just relax until your batteries get charged up again.
Yeah.
I know it's coming and I know it's going to suck.
You can feel it the week before?
No, I can feel it while it's happening. That's you, Ben. Because your asshole was open so wide. But I would never say that on the show. I said Keister. Excuse me, ladies.
That's true.
I meant
family show.
I meant
Please
to say Keister. I'm sorry for that outburst like that. Okay, and what happens is I've overcame it. I don't consider myself... you know, but then again, who knows what goes through the guy's mind? He's had Parkinson's disease, he had a bad heart, yeah. He had all kinds of other problems.
Money problems, too, a bit.
No, he had money problems.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
What if his house was on the market, his show got canceled.
But he still got millions of dollars to get.
I agree, I know, it's a weird...
I think divorces were taken, there was...
It's a lot.
But he still has money. He's not starving poor.
He wasn't going to be filing for food stamps, he wasn't going to go MC Hammer, but it was like...
MC Hammer ain't even following for food stamps. MC Hammer still lives pretty well, my friend.
Didn't he go bankrupt?
Yeah, that's but it. He went bankrupt. But he's still bankrupt to rich people.
Yeah, which is
not funny. Bankrupt to me and you, man. You understand it?
Yeah, DJ. He's not going
to
be sleeping
in the bankrupt.
He's not going to be sleeping in the bushes.
He's not going to be sleeping in the bushes near the A-train track on the conduit or the A train or people's doorways in Manhattan on the Upper East Side.
He's not even going to rent an apartment by the Aqueduct Racetrack. Yeah,
he's not going to be putting a zip gun to his head because he's going to construct one out of
And I don't know what other kid like this month is Saratoga, August. I used to go with the horses up in to Saratoga. I thought that was the greatest fucking vacation ever. I slept on top of the barn in a hayloft on a little cot, army cot.
I wish I did this.
And I'll tell you.
You still can.
I had great adventures. I used to go up there to the little river that we go fishing. I catch catfish and this and that. I'm a guy from the South Bronx. And I got to live like these good things.
Huck Finn.
And not only that, you see the people I met there. John Galbraith, who I worked for.
Yeah.
Along the Darby Dan farm. Also, I met Fred Astaire, these other great people.
Jesus, he was like a regular Huck Finn.
Well, it was great stuff. It was a great, fun summers up in Saratoga. I still remember that, the drinking of the Saratoga water. But you know, after this coffee, probably, because I did take a laxative last night.
Great.
And it didn't hit me yet. Gross. It's going to just probably explode in Ben's house.
Well, we could do that while you pour ice water over me. That'll be a great time for everyone.
Ice water while you sit in the bathroom.
Well, I used to go there. They used to have the guy used to drive the bus from Aqueduct to Belmont and up in Saratoga, too, ride the bus for the employees all around the racetrack. And he used to scream out, Saratoga water! I think he had too much of it because you drink that water. Let me tell you something.
You better
be near a bathroom. The big red spring. And then you talk about some nasty sulfur tasting, disgusting shit. It's got that sulfur and everything. There's the hot springs up there.
Okay, Saratoga. you're still talking about Saratoga water. You're not the big red spring. You're not referring to your.
Oh, it's gonna be the big red spring. Right? It's gonna be like Yellowstone going off in the air.
Oh God!
Old Faithful. Wow.
I hope he sprays all over the back of the bowl, and you have to clean it with your.
I had to have to when I was going to school. I used to do colon hydrotherapy. I studied naturopathic medicine, and I was going to school. I'll never forget it. We had the examining rooms where you put the people on the machine and everything. And this girl, she was there. She was an Indian girl. She's a real nice girl, too. She goes, oh! Because we had the old people. We give them free colon therapy, the hydrotherapy, just to test on them. You know what I mean?
You're running experiments on the senior citizens.
No, but they would give them free therapy. Mm-hmm. And they would come in, and we'd give them free therapy. So what happened was...
While sticking something in their butt?
It's called a speculum, Ben. It's a speculum. Let's call it a speculum.
While sticking a speculum in their anus.
Okay, so the girl comes out... So after... there's two different types of...
How did we get on...
colon hydrotherapy machines. And the one of them...
Red River.
The one of them... Yeah, you started it, Ben. So you got me going here. So the one of them...
Can we get back to suicide?
No, this is better. Ben with 3 points. Ben's getting very sharp lately. We got to understand him. So what happened is, the girl comes screaming. We're like, what the fuck? After you do it, they got to shit in the toilet bowl and let all the rest of the stuff come out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how the guy did it. He was like 80-something years old. There was diarrhea.
On
the walls and everything. Yes. Like he sprayed it. Like he had a fucking hose up his ass and sprayed it.
Yes.
But he like had to turn around and it had to go up because it was like everywhere. Dots of diarrhea were everywhere. And this girl. And you can't say nothing to the old people.
That was Old Faithful right there.
That was the real. There you go, man. You go to the callback there.
If I had to clean that, I would kill myself.
Well, she
there it is.
There it is. Well, she had to clean it. And she was a nice girl.
Oh, no.
And she was a real religious girl.
She was nice after that, and she stopped believing in God.
Yeah. Exactly. She said, okay. There can't be a God.
There can't be a God for the cleaning.
No, they have to see this, and I have to clean it up, too.
Oh, my God.
And I had a situation one time when I had my office in Manhattan on 20th and Gramercy Park over there.
Mm-hmm.
And right across from the Gramercy Park Tavern, actually, that same block. And I had a doctor. I leave the room, I said, hold the speculum, do not let it come out of your ass.
The doctor said that?
I told it to him.
Oh, okay.
You were the doctor's doctor.
Whatever. Yeah. And I was not a medical doctor, Ben.
Okay.
I did go to school for these things, but I am not a medical doctor.
Doctor, yeah.
Okay.
So you said, hold this in your ass.
I said, keep it in your keister. Yeah, I said, keister.
Keister.
We don't use this.
I apologize, everybody.
Come on.
I should have known from other episodes I was on.
Okay, right. So here's the thing. I come in the room and there's diarrhea all over the thing. And he's going, oh my God, no. I said, you fucking asshole. I said, you're a fucking that. He's on the phone. And the diarrhea is leaking. I said,
he's on the phone while
he's. So now he cleans himself up real fast.
Yeah.
And he runs out of the room. I said, you'll clean that shit up. He goes, no, Bobby. He's a friend of mine. Yeah. And actually, he's, I shouldn't say it.
Probably don't give him a plug.
A big celebrities. I can say it because I'm not saying his name. He's Beyonce's,
doctor?
Doctor, yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
he spray shit.
Bobby name drops at least 9 times an episode.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah.
As you remember.
From the other episodes.
Okay, but let me tell you what happened. So, he throws $400 out of his pocket.
Into shit.
No, he throws it over at my desk.
Yeah.
And he goes, Bobby, I gotta go. You gotta clean that. But he threw me extra $400.
Wow.
So you're saying if I give you $400, I can take a shit all over your living room? And inside your sauna?
I wish you... No, not in the sauna, I tell you.
God forbid.
Yeah, we call him in the sauna. But you can take a shit in the living room on the Chinaman to get him out faster. He's locally next week. And I got to move him, too. I got to borrow my brother's van to move this guy.
I love it.
And I had to buy my brother...
The Chinese are taking over.
Captain Kirk costume.
Well, you've been enslaved by China, Bobby.
No, Captain Kirk costume.
Why does your brother want one? For a con?
Well, you know, he has 2 children, and they like Star Trek.
But so he's going to dress up as Kirk.
Yeah, because I got him the costume. I bought it actually for myself, and it was a little too large. I mean, my brother's bigger than I am.
Uh-huh. So he's bigger than you?
Yeah. Bobby's
the runt of his family.
Holy shit, what are you?
I'm the runt of the litter.
Bobby's a 6'8", 250-pound runt.
What are you, giant in you, like in Game of Thrones?
Exactly. and you're like the guy Dinkle on Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
I love Peter Dinklage.
Hey, yeah.
How about that guy's the greatest midget of all time?
Oh, he's a great little person.
No, there's been a lot of great midgets.
Not greater than Peter Dinklage. He's the man. The way he talks about it, everything else, he holds it. He wears it, and he's proud of it, and he's the fucking man. I give him a lot of credit.
Better than Warwick Davis?
What?
Better than Warwick Davis?
Yeah.
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams is cool, too. I love Brad Williams. Funny guy, too. He's a great comedian. You know?
What was Brad Williams in?
He's a comedian, but he's been in a lot of movies with the guys.
He was the Austin Powers one, right?
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Oh, him. Oh, isn't it Troy something?
No.
Oh, maybe.
No, you're talking about. Austin Powers was Troy.
Troy Verne.
Troy Verne.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're thinking.
Brad Williams is a comedian.
He's a comedian.
He's done movies, too.
No, he's been in a few pictures and stuff, but.
We don't do any research on this show.
No.
But Brad Williams.
I have this computer.
No, I know Brad Williams, though. I performed that in L.A. with Brad Williams. Brad Williams is a funny guy. Yeah. I was on the same card he was on one night. He's
Brad, very funny his guy. Name's Brad Williams? Okay.
No, Brad Williams, I know, he's a comedian. But he's very, very funny. And, Matty Goldberg is almost a midget, right? We give him a shout out.
Yeah, he's our friend, Bobby. Let's be.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm giving him a shout out, that's all. I want to give Matty Goldberg a shout out. Because we haven't talked about him in a few episodes. So that's why I'm giving him a shout out. You understand?
Yeah, I want to see.
So he's a funny guy. Fred Williams. He's like a built guy.
Hercules Saves Christmas.
Whatever, but he's a comedian. He's funny. That's all I know.
Mind of Mencia, he's been on.
Yeah.
No, but he's a funny guy. That's why he calls Mencia and knows him for the comedy clubs in L.A. He's an L.A. comedian, and he's great.
Suicide, as we were saying.
No, well, suicide, that's what I was saying. You know, committed suicide, the guy Tattoo from...
From Treasure Island.
Right.
The plane, boss, the plane!
Yeah, he did.
He killed himself. That's why we mix midgets and suicide together.
It's like it plugs
we
in.
We are so great, man.
Like a package.
We could put all the 6 degrees of separation. It's all, there's no separation here.
I think about it sometimes, but I don't think I'd act on it. But like, sometimes...
You should,
like,
man.
I set myself up for that.
You really did.
No, sometimes it's like, because you know when you feel frustrated, you're like, what the fuck am I going to do? You're like, oh, well, I always have that option. So there's always like, at least you have a choice. You can always do something.
But I want to do it because I'm so happy right now.
I guess that would be good if you go out on a high note.
See, yeah, well, I would want to
so happy. Like right now, I'm a very happy person. And if I died, I wouldn't care. You know what? I've lived a great life.
Yeah.
I've done so many things. Everything I wanted to do, I've done already.
So I'm hearing you have nothing left to live for. That's what
nothing.
No, well, I do. I have grandchildren. I got a godson. Things like that. Tomorrow, I'm taking my godson to the park again. Yeah. I took him to schools last week. Mm-hmm. To a whole bunch of preschools. What school he's going to go to.
Yeah.
Did he
like any of the schools?
He's only 2.5. He's not even 3 yet. He'll be 3 November 12th. And give Kevin a shout out. And my grandson, Kai, too. His birthday's on May 24th.
that's
the day after Giulio Gallerotti's birthday from Fat Baby.
Oh, little.
You know how I know this? I was at his birthday party when my daughter went to labor. So I gave them all bath salts, they said, that night. I didn't do it. They said I did.
Oh, what? Is that the same night your daughter went into labor?
You gave them
right. They said I gave them bath salts, but it was another guy.
Oh, my God.
Was that Carl from Utah?
I think it was Carl Swain. And to Ricky Velez, Giulio Gallerotti. Giulio Gallerotti never got in a fight in his life. Him and his girlfriend beat the shit out of some guy that night.
On bath salts?
Yeah, and Ricky Velez had to do a prom show with these other, and they were like, blah, blah, blah.
What the fuck? How do you just do bath salts? Well, I would never do them if someone was like, here's bath salts. I'd be like, I don't want to do
it. Well, it's not really bath salts. They call it that.
No, though. No, I know, but still.
It's synthetic, like methods.
If someone's like, this is synthetic whatever.
Methamphetamine.
I would not do it. I'd be like, no.
I wouldn't take any pill from Bobby that was unmarked.
I wouldn't take any pill from anyone that's like, hey, by the way.
Well, especially Bobby, though.
Especially Bobby.
The king of the roofies.
Oh, Jesus. The king of the roofies.
Well, suicide is anything, but a lot of comedians now come out with manic depression. Every comedian is a manic depression, basically.
I don't know.
We're all fucking nuts.
I see that. Here's the thing. There was an art. Someone was talking about.
But I'm pretty happy.
The crack talk.
I'm actually a pretty happy person.
I think so, right?
Yeah, you
think
do.
I'm a pretty well. Because I have it now under control.
You do, but
without medication.
But if you look
I never take medication because I'm depressed. When I'm depressed, I ride it out, man. I get on that fucking surfboard and I ride that depression out.
But your. As what you told. Your life is almost like. Your life is what you told me just now and what.
Oh, besides that, you don't know the rest of it.
From
previous, I was in the Marine Corps. I was in the prison for a long time.
This is what I'm saying.
I did a lot of things.
You have this beautiful making of like what a like me like I never had like the worst thing.
Oh,
in
I
my
got
life,
the experiences.
Yeah, like the worst thing in my
I've
life.
I've also
was, like,
lost my mother, father, brother, sister, my same. Son.
It's a weird like
I've had a rough life, but it makes the character that you are as a human being.
Yeah, so it's like, and then someone like me, it's like all we had to worry about was financial, like my parents are
or the girl because she left you every 4 months.
Or just some stupid girl.
But that would kill me too, right there.
Yeah,
because I won't go out with no girl, so that would really bother me that I would have to stoop to going out with a girl.
Yeah, that's what my brother's gay and stopped dating girls for that reason of like he was like ah,
it's a good reason
they're crazy I'm done. I mean he also was probably he's gay
that was Bobby's
no
same.
I wasn't I was
Bobby's
not gay
the same.
I was not gay at all. I was never attracted to men at all when I was younger, not in one iota. We discussed on the show before, never. My thing is I used to be attracted to one, but they're nuts, they're out of their fucking minds. And then I started saying these pretty boys are just as pretty or prettier than fucking women.
Yeah.
And their ass is tighter. Mm. And they got the good muscle there. And I started banging them. And to this day, I'm still doing it. And I'm happy.
What was the first time you banged that
we've guy? We've already talked about
this. Oh, that's true. I forgot.
Told them, you forget everything.
I think you
have ALS. Let's give money to ALS. Let's give a lot of money to ALS.
Raising money
you
for
TJ. He's been on the show with us from the beginning here. You know.
I keep forgetting. I bet whatever I said, though, was very funny.
I bet you the audience never notices the difference. I was just saying that, you know, a lot of things are going on, and ALS is an important thing. Lou Gehrig, man.
All right.
He gave a speech at Yankee Stadium, you know, Ben.
We're 30 minutes
Why
in.
Do we still need to do awareness for Lou Gehrig's disease? If the guy's still alive, we all know what it is. And he goes,
no, he's not alive. He died, Lou
he
Gehrig.
He died, but we all know what it is.
He died from his disease.
I don't know why. It's like the ice buckets. And my whole newsfeed, that's all it is. It's just people pouring water on them. I'm like, oh.
Well, it's all basically Bill Gates. Had the thing went on like for 2 hours. Of the same video of Bill Gates, like everybody put it in.
Yeah,
there's a LeBron one going. There's a bunch of
whatever.
So let's do a Ben one.
Yeah, we definitely should do a Ben one.
With urine, we just put you in the bathtub.
With urine,
that's a funny parody. Well, raising money for R. Kelly's bail, and everyone dumps urine.
Right,
that'd be a great little parody video.
Ice urine.
How about we just do it, man? Let's just you know, Dixie cups of sperm.
Yeah, man. Head. It'll take like.
And I'll donate the money to charity.
Dixie cups.
I'll put $100 right now. Yeah. Me and TJ will go to separate times. We'll jerk off in a cup in the bathroom, and then we'll pour it on your head. And we'll donate the money.
I'm not doing a bukkake for ALS, Bob.
Come on,
bukkake.
We'll put ice in it.
Bukkake for the cure. Yes,
we'll put ice in it.
That's what I say. Bukkake for the cure.
You keep.
And we'll donate to any disease.
Anything.
All right. Can we talk about a lighter topic for a change?
Yes, of
course. Bukkake for the cure is a light topic.
It's a light topic.
Race war in Missouri. Let's talk about
it. It's not a race war.
You want to talk about
it's
a race war?
Okay, well, first of all,
we're three white dudes in Queens. We're talking about a race war.
Right.
We can.
Well, first of all, Ben, here's the deal. I think the officer was a little aggressive in shooting this guy.
So fill me in real quick.
Ferguson, Missouri. What's the guy's name? Black teenager shot by a white cop.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go
to is this where he... The cop,
six shots.
He reached in the car to get his gun? Like, the kid reached in the cop car?
Well, that's what they said.
Allegedly in the
There's
cop car.
There's a lot of allegedly. We haven't really been reading other than seeing the highlights and the posts.
Whatever. There's been a lot of... Like, even though I have police in my family, you know, my son... I side with the police on a lot of things. But some of these policemen...
Yeah.
Get out of hand. The majority, just like anything else. All people, if you look in life, 97% of all people on this planet are good. It's the 3% that make it bad for everyone.
Yeah.
The same thing with the police department. You got, like, New York City Police Department. You got 30,000 police officers, 30-something thousand.
Is that it? I thought there was
No, 30-something thousand.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 30-something thousand, Ben. There's a lot of police officers in the city. 30-something thousand police officers. 2-3% is going to be bad, Ben. Just like every other thing. And... It's just that it causes more of a commotion because they have guns and they can kill people, these 2-3%. But there's a lot of great police officers out there that are helping people every day, putting their life on the line to help people. And so you can't make all police officers. It's not a police state. We do have a lot of freedoms here in this country. And we should be happy. But also, if I was a young black man, I might not feel that way, except my son-in-law, he's a police officer.
Well, I think if you're a young black guy, the reason you don't feel that way is just because...
They do get... Stop more.
Well, you can stop more.
Especially,
like,
they, you know, if you see a white kid dressed with his pants hanging off his ass and a hoodie on, you just know he's a jerk from the suburbs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wants to be some
kind
of
rapper. Like also, it's also if you grow up.
So, but if you're a black guy and you're a jerk from the suburbs, still trying to imitate the ghetto black guys that are really bad, they're going to get stopped too because the police don't know the difference.
Yeah. I grew up in a poor neighborhood that was bad in Jersey where I grew up.
What part of Jersey?
Toms River.
There's no poor
that bad. No, there is.
Toms River.
Winteringham Village. Yeah, there was. I grew up in the apartment complex. We had a Latin King that lived upstairs. Coke dealers next door.
Excuse me. What's the
big I know.
What's wrong? First of all, what's wrong with the Latin Kings?
Nothing's wrong with the Latin Kings. One lived upstairs, so his gang friends would come over all the time and start fights outside. So, like, we grew up in that. Listen, it wasn't the Bronx, and it wasn't East New York. But, like, for where I grew up, it was bad. But I remember even me being there, like, cops would always, just because you live in a shitty area, and, like, low income or poor, like, cops would be dicks to me.
Yeah, right. They're more,
just because they're used to, like, right,
and you see, like, they will never fuck with people where I live.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're all getting bribed, right?
Yeah, that's true, right?
No, because where I live, in Forest Hills... It's all the politicians that voted. Well, this guy used to live down a block from me. What's his name? The Wiener?
Yeah.
What a jerk that guy is. Okay, we're not going to get on his case again. But the
Arnold
thing is this. In Forest Hills there's a lot of politicians and a lot of judges. The whole neighborhood is filled with them. Where I live. And the whole area is kind of private. So they don't fuck with people over there. They don't.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's also, kids don't even play outside at night there either. You got the park down the street from me? There's a park. At 9 o'clock at night, you're supposed to not be in that park. No one is in that park. And if some neighbor sees them, they're going to call the cops in 2 seconds. The cops are going to... It's a very safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not like that when you get into where I come from. South Bronx. Then I lived in Bedford-Stuyvesant and Bushwick.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, in those neighborhoods, it's different. And the cops are more aggressive there. Do they have to be? Because it's a little rough neighborhood. These guys will shoot back at the cops. Like Las Vegas. More cops get shot at over there every week than anywhere. On the outskirts, like North Las Vegas. So it depends on the thing here. There are a lot of cops going over the line. They have to be stopped.
In this case, I think...
Well, maybe... You know what I think the answer is? Put a camera with a microphone on every single police officer.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I agree.
That's the answer to everything.
Yeah.
And if they act in a professional manner, they will be treated in a professional manner. And if the other people are aggressive towards them... You'll see it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the best way to do it. LA's doing it now, which Bratton, actually, he's the one put that in.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea to put the cameras on every single police officer for every situation.
Because then it helps.
And that way it helps with the community so they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And also, if you're, let's say a cop has a camera and a microphone on him, and then something happens, and then he's in the wrong, or things get heated, and he, you mean, like, then if you have to go to court, at least it's documented, like, well, this is what happened.
Right, you exactly. Know, Your Honor. And also, right. The other way, too, if the person does something wrong to the police officer,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He isn't found wrong.
He has
it could go
like,
either way, but exactly. It shows the truth.
It yeah. Keeps you honest.
It shows, it keeps everyone honest.
Yeah.
And because, like I said, my son-in-law goes into the projects in Jersey City and teaches kids how to play chess and does things like that, good things, so the kids will grow up being comfortable with police officers. And,
yeah.
You know, also they learn, they help out with education. And there's a lot of good cops out there all the time that are helping people.
Yeah.
So the few that make it bad, just like the people out in the street, the few that make it bad, they're all robbing and stealing and putting guns to people's head like I used to do, which I stopped doing. But, yeah, you see? Mental problems. So the thing is this. The cameras will keep it more honest for everyone. That's what I think they should do. Implement that here in New York like they did in L.A.,
yeah.
L.A.
Well, this happened. The situation
went way down. L.A., the police brutality, since they have the cameras, went way, way down. And they're having a better rapport, the police and the people there, because now they see both sides of the story by someone having a camera and microphone in the camera.
Yeah.
I have one in my house. When you walk through the front door, I can go look at my phone right now, and I got cameras in my house.
Yeah.
Telling me who opened that door or anything else, who's in there, and I can also hear.
Yeah,
the Chinamen don't know that there's a listening device on that camera also. So I could hear what he's doing in the living room if he's talking out loud. But he don't know that. And I could also slip it another place so I can hear people talking because I'm a paranoid schizophrenic.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Who needs medication when you have surveillance?
Exactly. Surveillance. No, but I believe that's the best thing they could do. The whole entire country, they should make it a law. President Obama should mandate it. And I think everyone should agree with it, that every police officer, every probation officer, every parole officer, everyone that has a weapon in their hand should be held accountable. Also, that keeps the civilians accountable for their actions because it'll show in court, if you use it as evidence, you can use it as evidence in court, that this person did act in a bad manner or if they didn't. So I think it keeps everyone more honest and it'll be better for everyone.
And it'll also prevent, because sometimes you're allowed to, like, film police officers in public.
Right, you should.
Sometimes they'll come at you and, like, try to break
your
camera.
Well, that's why I said if they have a camera on.
That'll stop that.
That'll stop. It stops everything. Not everything, because there's still going to be a couple of jerks that'll do it in front of a camera thinking they're going to beat it or something.
Yeah.
But it'll keep things more honest.
Yeah, but now the actual incident that happened that's causing this.
I know the incident. They said that he thought he was a robber. And then he stopped, and the guy ran to the car to grab the thing. But other witnesses said he was running away. He was shot in the back of the head.
They said front.
Okay, in the front. But he was bent down.
This morning said front of his head, six shots.
No, but he was bent down. His head was down. Bent down, which means he was on his knees or something like that when they fired that fatal shot to his head. That was the fatal shot.
He was bent down?
He was bent down, and they said he had his hands up in the air. He was bent down. He was already shot up pretty bad, and that's what the... the coroner's report was. The independent
cop told him to get on the ground, like shot him when he was on the ground, like get down.
I believe, I don't know the situation, so I can't comment on it, but that could have happened. But I don't know exactly what happened. I was not there.
Yeah.
But like I said, if the police officer would have had a
camera
on him,
microphone, yeah.
We would have seen exactly what happened. So they should implement, the President of the United States should mandate every single police officer, parole, or probation officer, DEA,
you know,
FBI, not when they're undercover, but when they're making an arrest, should have a camera on them.
Yeah. You know what I could see?
And corrections officers too, in the Department of Corrections.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I could see already, sort of? And I know this from working in a union when I was a cable installer, but like, I think it's a great idea, but you know we're going to have, there's going to be cases coming up of like, the cop's like, well, the camera broke before I went into that house. You mean like...
Yeah, the old... No. The camera broke.
No, they could,
it has a microphone on and things like that. You can have it here if it's somebody broke it or something. Like
yeah.
That. It's and every cop has it. And there's more than one cop that's going to make a raid.
Yeah.
All their cameras didn't go up in.
No, yeah. You're right. You know, that's, I mean,
I
that's
think
true.
It helps. It also...
Oh, I'm all about it.
In Los Angeles, first of all, say the cop was in the right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but say the cop... The guy did try to go in there and grab his gun or whatever. Mm-hmm. Say he's not lying. The camera would have shown that there wouldn't be riots in the street and everything else because they could say, look, this is what the guy did.
And that's the part I want to get to. It's sad the kid got killed, But now, what happens? Now there's
they're even taking the journalists are being beat up by cops over there now and stuff, and aggressively abused and stuff like that. But if these cops had cameras on them with the microphone, this would all stop. Most of it. Yeah. It's not going to always stop because you're always going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
There's always a rotten apple in the bunch.
Yeah.
Like in this show, Ben is the bad apple.
What were we going to sing?
Well, he's rotten anyway.
Rotten.
Yeah, he's rotten to the core.
We should do the ice.
He's rotten to the core.
Ice apple, rotten apple challenge.
Right.
We pour rotten apples over ice on you.
Right. And stick them up your keister.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we would never say anything nasty. Do you have any user tweets?
Yeah, I was just about to pull up user tweets.
User tweets?
At the end of every episode.
Guys, I know how it works. Stop telling me how the show works. Yeah. I've been on it forever.
Forever. You've been even the host of the show with us right from the beginning.
Do you have anything to plug before
I'll bet you, Ben, that the audience don't know that we replace the usual host with another generic, funny Italian host. Not generic, because they're both very, very funny. But no one can tell the difference because they're both so funny and short and everything else. They can't see the shortness, but we
can. They can sense it. I think they can sense it.
They can sense it, yeah.
So as always, I always tell you guys you can follow me at TJ Del Reno. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And then I have a web series called With Friends Like These, where we finished our fifth episode. Splitsider reviewed it. Got a really good review. It's with-friends-like-these.com. And if you Google my name and With Friends Like These, it'll come up. But it's we've done five episodes, and they're really, I love them. They're great. So we're finishing our sixth one coming up. And then I have a video game radio show that I've told you guys about before, everyone. Unlimited Lives Radio. It's on cavecomedyradio.com. So,
a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm a big video game guy. And
I would go on the show, but he invited me, but I don't know anything about video games.
Yeah, it's tricky if you don't know anything about video games.
I mean, I'm in my late 50s. I'm almost 60, and I never played any video games. Yeah. Except for, I played, I think, what do you call that?
Duck Hunt?
No. Space Invaders, I played a couple times.
Whack-a-mole is such a terrible thing for a video game. Like, I'm a gamer. I played Whack-a-mole.
I played Space Invaders, like, a few times.
A few times.
Maybe 5-10 times my whole life. And once Super Mario Brothers, I think it was. Oh, my son had that. That's about it.
The Super version.
Or Mario Brothers.
No, Super Mario.
No, it might have been the regular one.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a while back, but my son passed away 17 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's like, I remember that, and I'm sorry. Not 17 years ago.
But he's older than you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
He would be older than both of you.
He would have been, yeah.
His birthday's coming up on the day of the show. Also, that show, we're doing a big...
September 12th.
September 12th, Broadway Comedy Club, 9 p.m., in the show that night will be TJ Del Rio, Reno. I keep saying because he's bigger than the small town in Nevada, though. Bigger than that.
Oh, well, thank you.
He's very funny, and you got to see him live.
Very excited.
And we may still use Ben as the hostess. We're not sure yet. If he wins,
I went from host to hostess.
If he puts on a dress and,
I actually look surprisingly good in a dress and a blonde wig. There's a sketch where was like the end of it.
You don't want to tell Bobby that with his
now, how did his I know that Ben is more gay than I am? How did I know that?
Ben,
I wouldn't put on a fucking
user
dress.
User tweets, everyone. User tweets.
Bobby's going to have the best of both worlds with your tight, muscly butt. Keister in a dress.
No, he doesn't want his Keister in a dress. Oh my God, puke.
All right. First tweet from at JohnB2733. That's Mike's brother, your brother.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, John, miss you. See you this season for holidays.
He says, at PA Pod, antidepressants equals super love. Interesting. And where can I find Vike Mecchione's podcast?
Oh, yeah,
Vike at the PA Pod.
Yeah.
This is it. I think this is Vike Mecchione today. TJ Del Reno, Vike Mecchione.
Yeah, same thing.
It's the same thing.
Vike Mecchione.
Ted Teddy Man replies, Brother Mecchione says podcast audio levels are whack and he can't. Kind Stranger brings in microphone previously to no avail. Last time Teddy came to the show, he had a couple of microphones with him, but our soundboard doesn't handle more than two microphones.
Soundboard.
It's a recorder.
First of all, I think you should have listened to the guy because the guy knows what he's talking about. He's a great listener.
Yeah.
And he's also a great podcast guy.
Yep.
Ted the Teddy Man's the man.
But he has to speak up when he's on the show, according to John.
Well, he was sitting pretty far away and you didn't give him the other
microphone.
I told
him to move up. We don't have a microphone.
He could have plugged in a microphone, he said. That's why I bought it.
No,
you could have put one in there.
I have a whole podcast set up in my house.
Yeah.
No, I do. I have like a red box, four table mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, your podcast is better production.
No, it's much better.
It's much better.
No, it's because you invested your money into it, and Ben doesn't want to put anything into it. We put him in the charge.
He's
here.
On a podcast network.
We go to the cave and record in the cave. This stuff is just stuff I bought. I have.
Okay, you're better than us.
I'm saying if you ever want to record another place, I have 4 microphones.
At the cave. Where is the cave?
No, not the cave. It'll be at my house because my apartment's
where you live.
East Harlem, 116th and 1st. I mean, it's a bit of a... It's a hike.
No, but I'm there tomorrow morning.
See?
I'm on 120th and 3rd tomorrow.
See?
My godson has a whole floor.
We could have did this tomorrow, Ben.
No, I got to take my godson to the park tomorrow.
Never mind. We can't.
John B. says, our society loves the wrong shit. If they all just listen to At the PA Pod, it would be a better place.
It's true.
Yeah.
And at Toto Rowe replies, in all caps, no, it wouldn't.
That's good.
Our listeners are very passionate.
Oh, good. Yeah, I remember
about
that.
Different...
I think we do make the world a better place.
Teddy,
we are the world. We are the children. We are the ones
to make
it
to
make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Teddy Man replies.
You only have 2 listeners.
We have lots of listeners. We only have like 6 people that tweet back at us. Going. Please tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, so that we read your tweets on the air.
Great.
Teddy Man replies to all this shit going through. Are you saying at PA Pod promotes being gay, passive aggressive, and having no feelings? What's wrong with that?
True. Todd the Todd
Man. And Totoro replies, sure, if the podcast was a hit TV show, the world would be a better place. What else?
Oh,
he brought it around as a compliment.
Brought it right on.
Right. I would take it. I think we should have a hit TV show out of it.
I think we'd make great morning radio. I think like I a morning
well,
drive
well, first show. Of all, I think as long as we could just, like, batteries replace the different tie-in funny host every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I ever didn't make it, if I couldn't come and do this
then
show...
Then we had the other guy. Who's the other guy you mentioned?
Mike Becchione.
Is good. And what's the other guy you mentioned?
Oh, Gino.
And Gino Visconti.
Yeah.
All the shorter tie-in guys. We got
we were actually going to throw in a minority. Miguel Dalmau was scheduled for today.
Yeah.
But he canceled because he had a day job and responsibilities to feed his family and all this bullshit.
We can just leave him in there. We'll, you know what we'll do? We'll just fucking tie him up.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse my language. I cursed my accent. We'll tie him up into the sauna and leave him there because it's short. We could have 3 or 4 in a minute.
Yeah. Wait. No, I don't want to go in the sauna.
Oh, because you're going to be invited to my new web series.
In the sauna with Bobby Hart.
That sounds like the best.
It's going to be a hit in the gay bathhouse community.
Oh my God.
No, it's not, Ben. Because I'm not involved in the gay bathhouse community.
It could still be a hit with
Ben,
the gays.
I'm involved in no community, straight or gay or anything. I don't see sex when I do that.
You close your eyes the whole time?
No. The thing is this. I don't look at people in a sexual manner. It's about a show about interviews. And I don't consider myself gay. I don't consider myself straight. I don't consider myself a trisexual, bisexual, or anything like that.
I consider you pretty gay.
No, I consider myself bestiality. That is the show. And anybody I have sex with, that's their reality.
I'm the beast.
They're having sex with a beast.
That's our
show. So it's beast reality.
That is the show, everyone.
It's not bestiality, it's beast reality.
Bestiality.
And I'll tell you, also, if you guys want, we're filming again this week at Fat Baby at 10:30 p.m., 10:45 on
Wednesday nights, I believe.
No, this is only this Wednesday. We're doing it this Wednesday at Fat Baby, which is on Essex and Rivington Streets. I think it's 112 or 113, wherever they see a sign, right on on Rivington, right next to, right on the corner of Essex and Rivington, but on the Essex Street side, Rivington Street side, that says Fat Baby. And you go downstairs, we're filming there this week. You got great people there. Last week was great, and we're finishing the shooting of the new show this week.
And I'll be doing 40 to 50 minutes Thursday night at 10 p.m. at Lucky Jack's on Orchard Street, also in that area, Lower East Side.
Actually, I do have, I want to plug
that. Fat Baby's free also, because we're filming there. And also, the drinks are cheap, and it's a lot of fun.
I want to...
They're different nights. It's not a competition, Bobby. Yes, TJ, what did you want to
plug? I said it's a lot of fun.
There's
it's not a comedy show, Ben. It's a filming of something else.
Here it is.
It's better than comedy.
It's ultra comedy.
Here's where I will be at. Actually, it's a road gig. I want to plug.
We really don't care.
I know. When does this come out?
We'll let him plug it.
Like, okay.
In 2 hours.
So August 27th, I'll be at Mount Arlington Courtyard by the Marriott for the Comedy Shop.
Mount Arlington Cemetery.
No, Mount Arlington Marriott.
Mount Arlington Cemetery. You've got to do a
where,
show.
Where in is the cemetery? What state is that?
That's in New Jersey.
Okay.
So I'll be featuring for Mark DeMeo at the Comedy
Shop. Mark DeMeo's funny. He used to be a police officer.
Yep. DeMeo's
he was one of New York's
oh,
finest.
We should have him on as a cop for all our police brutality topics.
He should.
Not because like I said, he can't comment on it, but...
Well, he's not a cop anymore.
No, but he's retired. But he was a good cop. I think he was a good cop.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a nice kind of guy. So, but no, like I said, my son-in-law's good. There's good and bad in everyone.
Yeah.
And we all have to realize
that. But if Bobby's
that.
In you, it's bad. That is the show, everyone. The Passive Aggressive Podcast for comedian TJ Del Reno, comedian Bobby Haha. I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
Right, guys.